order. Everyone rise for the flag salute. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, justice for all.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Here.
Commissioner Langraff?
Here.
Mayor Holtzman?
Here. Okay. Pursuant to the Open Public Meeting Act, adequate notice of this meeting has been provided in accordance with the law. And before we begin our meeting tonight, I'd like to have a moment of silence of two very special Ventnor residents. I mean, all our residents are special, but these are two people that I want to do a moment of silence for. The first one is Joe McDevitt. Joe McDevitt was born and raised in Ventnor. He also has raised his family here. I've known Joe since he was 5 years old. And I was blessed to become his neighbor 20 years ago when we share a backyard fence. Joe was a school teacher. He was a football coach. He loved Ventnor. He played Ventnor Pirates football. He loved Ventnor. He loved this country. Most of all, he loved his family, his wife, Aileen, his two children, Jocelyn and Robert. His father, when his father was ill, I saw it every day through my backyard, how he took care of his father until his father left this earth. And if you looked at Joe, he's very, you know, he's a husky, brawny looking type of guy. But Joe, he was the guy that was always there to do for people. And there was one memory that I'll never forget. We all have mountains to climb in our life. And at one point in my life, I was on a very rough mountain. And I'll never forget the conversation Joe and I had at the backyard fence. His empathy and his compassion was something I will never forget. He was a good soul. He had a rough exterior, but he was really a good soul. And he left this earth too soon. And pardon me for the emotion, but he was there at a time, and what the words he spoke to me will stay with me forever. And it's private, so I'll leave it at that. Heather White, a heart of gold. I got to know Heather through the school system. She lost her husband quite a few years back. Her boys were teenagers. She raised them as a single mother. She did a great job. Her one son was, they were both sport camp counselors. And I know her one son, Mark, took care of my son, Zach, when he was little at the sport camp. Zach just loved him. Heather just adored those boys. She lived for her family. She lived for her boys. She was a wonderful lady, always had a smile. Always, if you were around her, you enjoyed her company. She was just a good spirit. And we lost both of them in less than 24 hours from Thursday to Friday. It was a gut kick and a throat punch to the community of Ventnor. And it's been a tough time for all of us. I was there for the million phone calls in Texas because we're in the same circle. But there are two lost souls and two residents of Ventnor that will be deeply missed. Mr. Kriebel, Lance, you guys want to say anything?
Just a couple words. You know, I met Joe on the beach playing volleyball probably 30 plus years ago. Knew him as Mikko. Everybody knew him as Mikko. When he ran for Freeholder and was elected to Freeholder, I thought it was his father. Didn't know it was him. Didn't know his first name was Joe. But that was the larger-than-life image I had of Mikko and Joe McDevitt. When we decided to put our team together, Joe was one of the people that we talked to. We met with him, talked to him to get his support. And he supported our team in the things that we wanted to do for this community. From that date on, he's been a sounding board for me. I know Beth talks to him. I don't know that Commissioner Kriebel does, but I know that I certainly spoke to Joe on a lot of issues. When we reached out to him and asked him to fill a seat on the Board of Education, there was no hesitation at all. He wanted to do what he could for his community. That never stopped. And that is going to be one of the bigger holes that our community is going to have to fill with Joe's loss. Our heart goes out to Aileen and the family. I don't know her as well, but I know she's having a difficult time. So if you do know her, please reach out. Heather, I did not know as well, but is certainly know what she's done for our community and our region. I'll even say that. Two big losses for our town.
Thank you. Commissioner Kriebel?
I did not know them as well as you did, but I do know of Joe's work in the community and his loyalty to Ventnor, all things Ventnor, and in the sports related so the loss to our community for both of those individuals will be felt. My condolences, sincere condolences to two active members in the community and their families.
Thank you. Okay. So now I'd like to take a moment of silence, please. Excuse me a minute. Okay, so now we'll begin with the meeting. It's my great pleasure, the presentation to introduce a young lady named Christina Barbella. I've known Christina since she was a little girl. She is was one of my son's schoolmates. I know Christina is extremely intelligent and she comes from a great family. She's very respectful. She's a lovely young woman. She reached out to me a little bit back on an idea, something she saw in South Carolina. And I told her to come to one of our meetings and present it to the full commission. So where is Christina?
I'm right here.
Can I see your face? Why can't I see her face?
You can't see me? I think my camera's on. Can anyone else see?
Maybe it's just me being goofy, Christina.
Yeah, her video's off.
Okay, how do I get her, Jim?
When she speaks, it'll highlight in yellow.
Okay. Thanks, Lance.
Hopefully you can see me. Can you see me now?
I can't see you. I can only see Lance, Lisa, Tim, and Al.
Beth, go up to the top right hand of your screen where it says view.
Yes.
Click on that and click speaker view. Then when she speaks, she'll be front and center.
And it doesn't say speaker, it just says hide video, request control, exit.
Or in the top corner, you got the one that should have like 9 dots. That should get you to see everybody.
Nope, I don't have that either. Don't worry about it, Christine. I know what you look like, sweetie.
Okay. I have a little
PowerPoint. I see you now. Now I see you.
Can you see me? Okay, good. I have a PowerPoint, so I'm going to try to share my screen. So once I do it, just let me know if you guys can see this presentation. Let's see if I can get this to work. I don't know how the teachers can do it, but.
I made you a co-host, so you should be able to share your screen, and I stopped sharing my screen.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Right in the middle of the bottom button, screen share green.
Yeah, I think I got it. Let me see. I'm sorry about that.
All right.
Oh, here we go. Perfect. Okay. Can everyone see that now?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. So I'll put it to present. So the only thing that I think is lacking is a name. I don't know what to call this project. I came up with Sweep the Shore because I know a lot of the Shoebies like to call it the Shore. I was also thinking like clean the coast. I don't know, something with alliteration that was kind of catchy. So I went down to visit my aunt and uncle in North Carolina, and I saw this while I was down there. It was right on the entrance ramp of the beach, and I read it and I like saw the idea, and I said, this is perfect for Ventnor or any of the towns in our surrounding area. So me being the outgoing person I am, I reached out to this Sunset Vision, if you can see that on the sign, and I emailed, and then I got a hold of a guy named Mr. Larkin, and he set up this whole project. And it's like, the Sunset Vision is a group down there that is for the beach and beach relief, beach cleanup, stuff like that. So what they did was they donated this to a couple of the entrances to on the beach in Myrtle Beach, I think, like the Myrtle Beach area. So he kind of told me the gist about it, said a lot of people liked it. So it's very easy, the setup. It's like a piece of wood. He said a 4x4. He screwed in a rack to the wood with a couple bolts, and then he got a sign that kind of explained what the crates were for, and he told me where to get the sign. So he said they're around $30 each, and they haven't tarnished, and it's been about 4 years. They're metal signs. And then he said that the crates were open on the bottom, but he said people like to pick up cigarette butts on the beach. So what he did was he got a small insert from the hardware store, probably like $2 or $3, and Gorilla glued it into the bottom so that people that wanted to pick up cigarette butts while they picked up litter could put them in the crate and they wouldn't fall out the bottom. So I thought it was a pretty nifty idea, and I thought it could help get the community involved a little bit more in cleaning the beach and keeping our beaches clean. So I came up with two options for baskets. So since the one in Myrtle Beach was a like organization, they decided to put their logo on the side of the basket and buy the baskets themselves. So this is that first option on the left. This is the same company that they bought their baskets from, and it's $110 for 12 of them. So it would be like almost $10 for one, and then you could print any logo on there for free. So I thought if we wanted to, if everyone liked that option for this, then we could put like the V, the Ventnor logo that's on the lifeguard stands on there. But then the second option that I was leaning more towards was like giving local businesses the opportunity to donate a card or two, like Castles, Acme, ShopRite. And then on that metal sign on the bottom, instead of where it says donated by Sunset Vision, we could say donated by Castles or sponsored by Castles. So then it could give the local community and the small stores some more business in the summer. And it could also just alleviate that cost of $110 for the 12 baskets. So I thought it'd be a good way to get everyone involved. So then I was thinking like where it would go. And I picked out these, I guess, 7 different spots on the boardwalk that are like what I consider the most populated areas. And I was thinking like maybe 2 or 3 of them could get the posts with the baskets, and just kind of see like what happens if people react positively to it, if people like it. I think these areas would be good, like spread out, maybe like one on Washington, one on Cambridge, and like one in the Jackson area. And then like the two options for where they could go is either right near the beach entrance on the boardwalk, next to like the lampposts or the trash cans. Or even when you get onto the beach, like they could be nailed into the ground, the 4x4s, and kind of rest on the wooden railings, so that both those locations would be near trash cans. So when people were done picking up the litter in the crate, they could just dump it and put it right back. And then the one issue that I discussed with Mr. Larkin when I talked to him was like if people steal the baskets, which I know it sounds funny because who needs a shopping basket, but I mean, I guess people are a little heartless, but he said people tended to not take the baskets when there was only a few of them. He said at the start of his project in Myrtle Beach, he put out 6 baskets at each one. And when he would go back like a month or two later to check them out, there would be two left. So he said what he did was he started only leaving two baskets there. So if both of them are out at the same time and someone comes back and they're thinking of taking it, they're like, oh, well, there's not going to be any more when I get back. So they end up putting it back. So the solution to that is just only putting like one or two baskets at each location and not like overstocking them. So I saw the idea, thought it was really cool. If anyone has any questions for me about it, it shouldn't be too much of an investment. I think it'll help the community clean up the litter, get involved. So I thought it would be cool addition to the 5 cent plastic bag thing, keeping our beaches clean.
So. And why does this not surprise me coming from you, Christina? You did an absolute wonderful job researching and this presentation and just thinking of our community. You're awesome.
Thank you. If anyone has any questions, I hope you like my idea, or if you see any differences or any name suggestions. That's the biggest thing, is the name suggestion. I have no idea.
I like it. I love the idea. I think it's so great. I mean, you can even use, instead of having to put something in the bottom of each of those baskets, get the 5 gallon buckets from, you know, Home Depot or wherever you can get them. Have them, you know, they're pretty cheap as well.
Yeah, that would be great.
Right. You could have two buckets per pole or something like that. And they, yep, and they have, I think it's a great idea. It's so low cost. It's so simple. Sometimes the simplest ideas are the best ideas. And I have seen, I think you really nailed it as far as putting them on the popular beaches, like the library, the tennis courts, Dorset Avenue, see how it works there. It seems so, I like the idea of the advertising. I don't know that we would need it. It's kind of so low cost, but it just occurred to me that like takeout restaurants would be a good place to that would want to advertise.
Right. On, that's a good idea. I think maybe we do it the first time and then see where it goes from there. See if we get an interest in sponsorships.
Right.
Yeah.
I think great idea. I really do.
Yeah, you could and even though we rake the beach, even though we clean the beach, the summer's going to be busy. There's always a little more trash. We always end up taking trash off the beach ourselves when we go to the beach. So this would be, I think it would be received really well, and I think it would be used. So
I like the idea of putting the post down right at the beach entrance.
Yeah, I like it there too.
Not up on the boardwalk, but right down closer to the beach.
I agree. I think you don't need a lot of signage. We're trying to keep signage to a minimum, but you know, I think you get a small explanation of what it is near a trash can makes a lot of sense. And you know, let's do it this summer.
I think it's a good message, Christina, for children, for the young children. It makes them real aware of the environment and how precious it is. So. Yeah, I think we go for it, don't you?
Yeah. I just saw a comment from Nanette. Nanette, we can absolutely get Ed and the guys over there to do something mock up. Maybe not with a sign just yet, but we can do something. We'll come up with an idea. And
your idea about using 5 gallon buckets might be the right thing. You just get a post with two arms on it and you hang two at a time and you replace them. It's interesting that public would probably do that. When they see only two, they wouldn't steal one. So
they're going to notice if I take one of these ugly orange buckets.
I like the buckets because
we just lose sound
for half a second?
Oh, do we? Yeah. I know the buckets, but I think I like the baskets. One, I know you're going to laugh. I think they're more eye appealing, but I also think they're lighter. I think the buckets could be heavier, and that may, a basket is a lot easier for like two young children to hold at hand, or someone, maybe a senior citizen. I think the buckets may be heavy. So
the basket is the stuff's going to fall out. So that's the concern I have with that.
Yeah. The man I talked to said he got like, I don't even know. I would have to call him back to get the exact material. But he said he just like pressed them in, put a rock on top, like with some Gorilla Glue, and he said they haven't moved since, and it's been a couple years now. There you go. I don't think that would be too much of an issue. And then the other thing with the the basket being a little easier is if someone wants to take a long walk, like 4 or 5 mile walk, and then they have like a 5 gallon bucket. I don't know how great that would be, but the basket? A basket? I mean, that would be probably easier to hold. But.
Yeah. Hey, let's try it out.
We'll try it out. Yep.
And you had two names for it, right, Christina?
Yeah, I had let's go back. Cleaning the coast or like sweep the shore. I thought the shore was better because everyone calls it the shore. No one calls it the coast here. But I didn't really know. We could also do like the VCB, whatever, the Ventnor City like Clean Beach Project or something, like if you wanted an acronym for it. I mean, there's like a couple different options.
We can discuss that offline, right, Commissioner?
Yeah. Sure.
And
I like the idea.
I love it.
Great job, Christina. Thanks, Christina.
So just let me know if I can help in any way. I'd love to.
We'll be helping us. Don't worry.
Great. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Hope you're
meeting. We'll keep in touch. Absolutely.
All right. Thanks. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
All right. Good job.
Good job. Isn't she sweet?
She is.
Okay. So, great idea. So we'll look to implement that for sure. I think it'll be great. I think it's a win-win. All right, we do not have any department head reports, correct?
Correct.
All right, and capital's not being discussed tonight.
Nope.
Okay, so we do not have any minutes that we're going to be voting on. Nope. We will introduce an ordinance, and that's 2021-002, and that is the calendar 2021 ordinance to exceed the municipal budget appropriation limits and to establish a cap bank. And Al, our CFO, will you just give us a little color on that for the-
It's a standard ordinance that you pass every year. And what it does, it gives you a little cushion within the tax rate to use any excess surplus and go over the normal 2% cap and go to 3.5%. We don't have to do it, but at least if pass this ordinance, we could save for another year. Without it, we can't do that. And it's called a COLA, or cost of living adjustment.
Thank you. Commissioners, we'll go with that?
Yes.
Yes, we do it. I think we've done it every year.
Yeah. Right. We do. Okay, the next thing on our agenda, we will have a public hearing and the adoption of ordinance 2021-001. And that is supplementing chapter 19, the Green Advisory Committee, and that's just we're increasing the amount of members. Am I correct?
Yes, we've had some other people want to join, so I think we're going from 9 to 12 members, as I recall.
Yes,
that's right.
Okay, and the next will be a list of resolutions that we will be voting on by consent. So I will go through them, and how about I not ask the commissioners through each one? If you want to interject, just interject. Should we do it that way?
I got the first one, so.
Yes. Okay. So the first one is 2021-056, and that is authorizing of repair replacement of well 5. So Commissioner Landgraf, would you like to give us a little?
And I have Ernie to correct me anything that I say wrong on here. Ernie Gratz, our water superintendent. We had a well issue about a week and a half ago or so, 2 weeks ago. Well number 5, which is the well right in front of the waterworks. As you come down Cornwall Avenue, you may see, for the last 2 weeks, you probably saw some construction going on there. The pump on that well failed. We did some research on what we were gonna try and do with it. It turned around that we couldn't do all of what we wanted to do. We wanted to replace the screening and do a bunch of other things. The well is probably estimated at 100 years old. The well casing and the screening and all that. The contractor indicated to us that if we touch any of that, it will completely collapse and fail. We don't want that. We get anywhere between 300 and 400 gallons. Is that per day, Ernie, or per?
That's per minute.
Per minute, that's what I thought. Per minute coming out of that well, we don't want to lose that production. So we have had a contractor come in and we replaced the submersible pump, and that well is now back online. As of yesterday, Ern, or this morning?
As of 4 o'clock today.
Okay, good. So we're back online there. A little bit of a chunk of an expense. We hope to get as many years out of that well as we can before having to replace the entire well, which is a $100,000+ cost. We don't want to have to do that, but we're going to look, we're going to analyze, we're going to take a look at all of our wells, and we may do something where we can consolidate some of the older wells into one new well over the next few years. We'll look at capital improvements for that. So
thank you.
Get everything at least close enough for hand grenades, Ernie?
Yeah, we're close enough.
Thank you.
Okay. The next is resolution 2021-057, and this is the resolution, amending resolution 2021-047, authorizing the waiver of fees for the application of special events that the city sponsors. And the addition is the city pasta dinner. Now, we tried to have that last year, but COVID got in the way. So it's a new event, and it's being added on as a, it's a city sponsored event. So the event fees will be waived. Okay.
Right.
Yep.
The next is resolution 2021-058. And this is authorizing the mayor to execute an agreement with the Atlantic County for municipal aerial mosquito control. We're okay with that, correct?
Yep.
Okay. 2021 resolution 2021-059 is a tax abatement agreement for 126A North Cambridge Avenue. 2021-060 is a tax abatement for 126B North Cambridge Avenue. 2021-061 is a tax abatement for 102 South Washington Avenue. The next is 2021-062, and that is a tax abatement for 509 North Somerset. The next 2021-063, and that is approving the promotion of Pam Learn to Senior Code Enforcement Officer.
That gets her in alignment with our positions, the civil service.
Civil service.
Civil service, yes. The next is resolution 2021-064, and that is approving the promotion of Pat O'Brien to supervising mechanic. Again, civil same service, thing. Same yep. thing. The next is 2021-065, and this is approving the license agreement for the Down Beach Seafood Festival in September of 2021.
And awesome news, two-day event.
Yes, yes, yes. And authorizing.
That's a great event.
It is. Authorizing closures, street closures during the event. It is an awesome event. So I hope it. We hope everything works out and we can pull it off again this year.
Excuse me, Mayor.
Yeah.
Can I go back to Pam Learn? Because I think I saw a question on my email. This is something you had already approved previously.
Okay.
And what I heard was civil service came back and said, we accepted her application. We're making it permanent.
Okay.
Good. So you Thank have you. Already done this?
Okay.
That's what I thought. I was
at, yeah. Okay.
My
and
email.
Provisionally, now it's permanent. Okay, yeah. Great.
Uh-huh.
And for the people out there, civil service, people that get in titles, they're put in them provisionally, and then civil service at the state has to deem them permanent.
So. Yeah, so you know as they start trickling in, what you did last year, you'll be seeing these on the agenda.
Gotcha. Thank you. Okay, the next is resolution 2021-066, and that is accepting the retirement of Sergeant Brian Price. Brian's a great guy, and that's we're losing an asset there.
Absolutely, we are. Agreed.
Yes. The next is 2021-067, and that is authorizing hiring a firefighter for the city of Ventnor. So that was a vacancy. It's not an addition. Correct, Commissioner Kriebel?
Correct.
Okay. Where am I? This is I. Hold on. I got the next is resolution 2021-068, and that is a resolution for Ventnor. To explore the feasibility for shared municipal court. I'm going to speak a little bit on this. This is I'm on the committee, which is a committee comprised of a few mayors, the couple judges and the Superior Court Administration, as well as the Atlantic County Head Counsel. And we've been meeting, I would say, since September, October. And the idea is to have the municipalities do away with their individual courts and it come under the county. So the reason that I would like to see us pass this resolution is it is a definite cost savings. And also there's consistency and it goes along with other things. For us in Ventnor, it actually gives us more space and our courtroom is not really within the standards the way a courtroom should be for the purpose of a judge entering and exiting. So I think it would be wonderful if this happens. Actually, it probably will happen. The original idea was for all the county, all the cities to jump on board, but some cities are not so willing quite yet. So, but I'm on the committee and we meet, I'm on the subcommittee as well as the committee. So it's two meetings a month and they're going very well. Any questions?
No, it's great.
That's great. I have some comments on some other news that came out about court mergers. You know, we tried for 18 months to merge with Margate. And then to see what popped up on the news today that they merged with Longport after they told us their building's not big enough to merge was a slap in the face. I think it was a slap in the face. So I'll hold any further comments. Not happy about it.
We're going to merge and we're going to save our taxpayers money. It just won't
That was the intent of it originally. And, you know, it's we wasted 18 months of our time and Maria and your time doing a lot of that work. It's extremely frustrating.
It is. But like I said, we will have a shared service. It will go under the county umbrella. So our end goal will come to fruition.
Good. Thanks, Mayor.
Great.
The next is resolution 2021-069. And this is a refund for PK Media in the amount of $1,000 for a bid deposit for a request for proposal.
Correct.
The next thing we will do is we will have the approval of our bills and payrolls. And now we are at the part of our discussion items. We have two discussion items on here. And the first one is the Atlantic Avenue Road Diet. So I don't know if Commissioner Kriebel with safety, Commissioner Landgraf with his expertise, I think I'll put my two cents in first. I think it's something that we need. I think it is definitely a safety issue. I did see the numbers of accidents that we've had over the last 3 years on Atlantic Avenue. If it was one or two accidents, no accident is good, but it was not one or two accidents. There's a nice amount of accidents. I also think with the pedestrian having the right of way to walk at the crosswalks, which is dangerous at times, I think this road diet just enhances the safety of our pedestrians. And we all know that our pedestrians are not only walking, but because we are so blessed to have our beautiful boardwalk, that there is a lot of traffic crossing Atlantic Avenue to and from the beach and boardwalk. So I think, I know it's not an inexpensive project by far, but I think it's something that we need and to make our community safer. I'm done.
So Tim, I'll just jump in real quick. And there's merits for doing it. There's some merits for not. But what I would say is I don't want to get into a huge discussion tonight because Margate has not acted yet to change theirs. Ed Stinson's been on in discussions, our city engineer with their city engineer. They'll make their decision, I think, sometime in February. Atlantic City's portion of it would not occur right at our border. It would start, I believe, at Main Avenue and go up to Albany. So we have some time to talk about this. And one of the things we would like to do is we would bring in the traffic engineering firm, Remington Vernick, who's one of our pool of engineers that worked on the Margate work. We share the same pool of engineers and have them do the same kind of a public meeting that occurred in, I'm going to say back in December, with their discussion on it in Margate. So That's what I'd like to do, because we don't have all the answers right now. And if we start a discussion on it, we're not going to have those answers.
Excuse me, Nance. I thought that Margate approved it at their meeting Tuesday night.
February 4th, I think they're doing it.
Okay.
That was what I was told. But who knows? They could have done something and didn't tell us, like they always do.
Tell us how you really feel, Lance.
I'm fed up. We're a neighboring community, and you know, we both have friends on that commission, and we get we find out from the Nets paper what's going on.
Maybe we should ask the Net. Did something happen at the Tuesday meeting? I was told that it was approved.
There's someone in the chat, Mitchell Andruski, who said February 4th.
Thank you. Okay.
So just to back up on the public safety side, as you said, Mayor, there were a number of crashes. There's always our newest in 2018, there were 20 accidents on Atlantic Avenue, 7 had injuries, 1 involved a pedestrian and 1 a bicyclist. In 19, there were 39 accidents. 9 were injuries. 2 of them were pedestrians and 2 of them were bicyclists. In 2020, it went down to 25 with 6 injuries. And that's, the newer posts that we have that tell how fast you're going. We've rotated them around the city, and for Atlantic Avenue is where we don't have as much compliance with speed limits. So there's a lot of things pointing at this, especially when you do read the literature, how many ways the road diet eliminates the possibility of crashes. There's actually, you know, things that can, you, that there's just patterns that cannot take place are inherently dangerous. So it is a long discussion. I hear your frustrations, Lance, and I agree. But it's a longer process to get it.
Agreed.
All right. So we'll continue that discussion.
Yeah, we will have a public meeting designated just for that.
Right.
They did it on Zoom in December, and it worked out very well. I think they did 2 nights actually.
Yeah.
2 evenings. I attended one of them. They were lengthy, but they were very informative.
Yeah.
I thought they were.
You can drive to Brigantine and see it done and try it out, or Avalon. They both have the same pattern.
Yep. So.
Okay, great.
It calms traffic and provides better safety.
Yes. Okay, our next discussion item is liquor license. We have 1 more liquor license. So who put this on here?
I did.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Lance.
Thank you, Mayor. So I've, you know, we've probably all been approached by different entities looking to know when we're putting out the 3rd liquor license. I get approached all the time. I think it might be time to put that out there. There's people that want to start doing something different here in town. And I think, you know, coming out of COVID, I think it's a good time to do it. I think we should be ready for this summer with the 2nd liquor license coming out with the movie theater. From what I understand, Tim Fire signed off on their fire inspection today. I ran into Tom Halpin and Joe today.
That's right. Tom has been very complimentary of the way that the theater has been proactive and professional about their preparations. They said they're very, very well far along.
Yeah. So hopefully that opens sometime. Fire safety. So that opens up and gets the 2nd one in moving. So it takes, you know, a year or so once you get that license to get up and running. So I would like to put this back out there. We'll talk about the numbers on what we think it should be, what we put that license out at. Lisa, our first one went for 72 or so, and the 2nd one was in the 90s.
101, I think.
That's what it was.
I'm sorry?
I believe you're right. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but I think that's the area.
Yeah,
I think it was like 77 was the first one.
Yeah, that's what it was. 77 and then 90.
Was it 92 or 101?
No, it was in the 90s.
It was in the 90s.
Okay. High 90s, yeah. So I'm leaning towards putting this up higher. than the previous two even came in at. In the one teens range, something like that, 115 is where I'm thinking, to make a minimum bid, and then see where it goes from there. It's our last one, so that's how we're kind of justifying pushing it up. And we're looking for some outside-the-box thinking. That's what my thought would be. We had some hurdles. Tim, you're very well aware of this. This summer with our other liquor license, you know, the one that's operating. But I think we've smoothed those out. I think that's smoothed out pretty well. But we're looking for some different ideas, and I think that's a way to maybe get it out there, and let's see how we can couch this third license.
I agree.
I the thing that I take away is that you're looking at the futuristic. It not only does it take time for the process of the license to be a bid on and vetted and stepped through, but also to have a restaurant up and running and a facility. So, right. So we have a momentum. We have the first license out. We have the theater opening this summer. That'll have a foothold with two. So this would probably be at least a year in advance. It would keep the momentum in Ventnor going, which I think we all see it. It's there. People are excited about Ventnor. There's all sorts of activity here. So I'm in favor. We just need to go over the details, make sure we're getting the right amount for it, for the tax.
All right.
Okay.
Good. Great. All right. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Anything else I have on the discussion items? I did want to talk about this, and Peter Kleiner had referenced or raised an issue, a concern. I want to say back at the end of the summer, about construction, heavy construction on the weekends during the summertime. When I say heavy construction, jackhammering, breaking up concrete, things of that nature, driving piles on Saturdays. It's not allowed on Sundays. No commercial construction is allowed to operate on Sundays unless it's an emergency in the city during the summertime. But one of the things he requested, and I think we were in support of it, was to amend our construction code that would limit, you know, the heavier type of construction. People come down here in the summertime, they want to relax on the weekend. Saturdays, they don't need, you know, a jackhammer cranking up at 7:45 on a Saturday morning, waking everybody up and scaring the bejesus out of everybody. So while we don't want to stop construction, I think we can look, if you're going to have something heavy running, let's do that on a weekday in the summertime and not necessarily on the weekend. So
comments? I agree. And I think I someone reached out to me. I don't know. I guess we'll look at the ordinance. People mowing their lawn at like 7:30 in the morning in the summer. So I know.
That's
they don't want, you know, the noise. I don't know. I'm up at 4 in the morning, so nothing bothers me. But I agree with the heavy equipment. I think that would be.
I agree. In a short community, we have they're going to be driving pilings and using heavy equipment. I think they can take Saturday and Sunday as a sort of a, you know, a ban for those heavy equipments. And the police force would have to be, since it's the weekend, would have to be the enforcement arm. So we'd have to talk to them about people just have to call and for one thing. Usually they don't have a problem with that.
So when we can also control a little bit through the code office where when they're pulling the permits for those things, when they come in to pull the foundation permits and the piling and whatever they're doing,
right?
They can be advised, look, you're not going to be able to do this on a Saturday.
Right.
Because they typically have somebody there doing some inspection on those piling. So we'd rather have that happen, at least the first couple that they drive to make sure they're fetching up. We'll work through that part of it. The enforcement will work through.
Yeah.
But I'll ask Jimmy to put together something, run it by you, Tim McGuire, and get it on for the next couple of months. Want to have it in place before the summer.
Agreed.
Absolutely.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you. Just a side note on the code office, Lance, a potential home buyer, actually someone from the, from California, reached out to me, passed it off to Jimmy, And then the gentleman, a friend of mine, he texted me and he said, Jimmy and Summer were awesome.
Great. Good to hear.
Since you brought up Coyote, I wanted to throw that out there.
It's good to hear. They are in a tough spot there. They're busy as heck.
Yep.
And we've got a lot of building permits out right now. New home renovations. Very good thing.
Very good thing.
People investing back in their properties.
Yes, yes. Okay, so if we're done with the discussion items, I will jump to the public portion. This is for the public out there. This is for items that we discussed that we will be voting on. There will be another public portion at the end of the meeting when you can bring up anything you like. But this one is specific to what the commissioners and I have discussed thus far. So do I have a motion to open public portion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Jim?
Aye.
Is there anybody from the public wishes to speak on any of the items that were discussed? Please make yourself known either in the chat section or within Zoom and you will be recognized.
Mayor, I see that Aileen McDevitt is on. I don't know if she was on early enough to hear your comment.
I reached out to her before the meeting to let her know she might have been, she might, I told her by 5:30, so I'm going to think she was on.
I don't recall seeing her. I think she may have missed all your wonderful comments.
Oh, where is she? Well, you know what? She can watch the video, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So if Aileen's out there and she can hear me, she can go on our Facebook page and she can see the live video. And at the very beginning of the meeting, Aileen, is when I spoke of Joe and Heather.
Hi guys, it's Aileen. Can you hear me?
Yes, sweetie. Were you on at the very beginning?
I tried to, but I was on the other line with Bob because he got contacted by Governor Murphy also.
Okay, great. Listen, love, I did it at the very beginning. So when we're done the meeting, go on our city Facebook page and you'll see the live video and you'll be able to hear what commissioners and I had to say about Joe and Heather as well. All right, sweetie?
Yes, I just want to really thank you, everybody, the whole Bentner community, for the outpouring support and love for our family. I don't want to cry. I want to make it short. I've been on listening to you guys the whole time, but I missed the first part. But I know how much you guys love Joe and the way you guys supported us with everything else. I cannot thank you enough. And hopefully for his service on February 8th, we're going to try, because a bunch of people are asking if I could do some kind of virtual or Facebook Live. And we're going to try to make that happen. I just don't know. Probably my niece will be taking care of that. And hopefully anyone who cannot join because of the COVID restriction can watch on Facebook. Probably I'll put it on Joe's page, since his personal Facebook, since everybody is friend with him and there.
Okay, that's good. Well, if you do that, of course, you know, you let me know and I'll share. And
absolutely.
I talk to you a lot, so.
I love you, Beth.
I love you too, sweetheart. I do.
And thank you, Lance. Thank you, Tim. Everybody, thank you so much. Appreciate it. I can't cry anymore. I run out of tears for now.
That's okay. They'll come back again. But they won't be easier, but it's okay. They're tears of sadness, but joy at the same time. You were blessed to have a wonderful husband and a wonderful father for your two children.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you to the whole Bentner community. Love you guys.
I love you, sweetie.
Best wish.
Beth?
Yes?
Just one clarification. The video is not on the Facebook page. It will be on our YouTube channel tomorrow morning at some point.
Okay, so I'll let her know that.
There's a link on our Facebook page.
Yes. Oh, there's a link.
On our website.
On our website, there's a link.
Okay. So I'll text her that when we're done the meeting. I will text it to her. So there's a link on our
website.
On our website, okay. Yes, I had spoken to, just as a side note, I had spoken to the governor aide that we have here in Bentner. and gave him the bio on Joe that and the fact he was a freeholder, and I think he was going to memorialize him at one of his press conferences this week. So that's probably what she was talking about. So that was
our flags will remain at half staff, I think, until his services. I think we talked about, right?
I think Chief Cahill's handling that with the VFW. I think it may be slight.
Okay. Yep.
Great. Thank you. Okay. Where was I? I got lost. I'm sorry. Let me get back.
Still to in my... public.
Okay. Anybody else, Jim?
No, there wasn't anybody else.
Okay. So do I have a motion to close public portion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, do I have a motion to close the public portion of the meeting and call to order the regular meeting?
Motion to call to order.
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we do not have any minutes to approve. The first item is the introduction of ordinance 2021-002. Do I have a motion to introduce this ordinance?
Motion to introduce ordinance 2021-002.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Yes.
Commissioner Landgraf?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next item, we have a public hearing on ordinance 2021-001. Do I have a motion to open to the public?
Motion to open to the public, ordinance introduction, or ordinance 2021-001, sorry.
That's okay. Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, for the public out there, this is a public hearing on this ordinance only. If you have anything you'd like to say about this ordinance, this is our Green Advisory Committee increasing from 9 to 12 members.
If anybody from the public wishes to speak on this ordinance, please make yourself known in Zoom or in the chat function and you will be recognized. No one.
Okay. Motion to close?
So moved.
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next is the adoption of ordinance 2021-001. Do I have a motion to adopt the ordinance?
Motion to adopt ordinance 2021-001.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Landgraf?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, we will be voting on our resolutions. We will adopt our resolutions by consent, and they are resolutions 2021-056 through 2021-069. Do I have a motion to adopt these resolutions by consent?
Motion to adopt resolutions 2021-056 through 069 by consent.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Landgraf?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman.
Yes. Next, we have our bills and payrolls. Our CFO will give us those amounts. Al?
Yes. The bill list for this period is $1,923,721.80. And the payroll for this period is $513,133.28.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to approve bills and payroll stated from our CFO?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Landgraf?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Okay, our next item is announcement / safety report. Do I have any, we have any specific announcements or our safety report? No.
Nope.
Lance, no? Okay.
Nope.
Next would be commissioner comments and reports. I assume that's a no.
I have a couple.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Who's going first?
Kathy can't hear me because she's in the other room. Just want to wish her a happy retirement tomorrow.
Oh, happy retirement. God bless her.
30 years of teaching.
Good for her.
Congratulations. It's a big day.
I think I'm going to retire when I'm dead. I'll be around a long time.
That's good.
Commissioner
Comet, that's kind of all I have for now.
Okay, you're good?
Yep.
A couple little items just to keep this, because we don't get a chance to discuss a lot. I want to thank Chief Cahill and Jim Pakinowski for the programming and upkeeping that the sign. When you enter Ventnor, Station 1, if you notice now, one of the things it says is wear a mask. I think it's a nice addition to that building, and it can act as a public service message, as a reminder in this case during COVID, wear a mask. Another thing that you'll see around the city is motion activated stop signs. The first one went up around the city. Winchester and Derby was a big, for that neighborhood, people were definitely doing the roll stop through that stop sign. And it continues mostly in the summer. This stop sign has a motion activation that will notice the cars as they turn off of onto Winchester from a block away. And it looks like LEDs, red LEDs around the stop sign that definitely gets your attention when you roll up to it. So hopefully that'll slow that down. And then you'll see them throughout the city on problem areas. And then lastly, the three of us have talked about at different times the door project in the city, and that we had a meeting today with on site with the architect. He's going to be making a presentation soon. The second floor doors were pretty basic in replacement, but the first floor, one of the things that we were asking him to do is to make it not only safer, but more user friendly. The idea is that there will be an entry desk. You know, we have the one that's right up against the door right now. So we actually came up with a place that's a little bit midway down the hall, so it's not so claustrophobic when you first walk into the building. It'll leave a little bit so the north end of the building will be more of a waiting area in a way, with a well-designed desk area that's more part of the historic building. And it'll leave room for mailboxes for each department. It'll leave room for signage and storage for most used forms, things like that. So the social distancing and the security of the building is going to be improved by the way that we sort of train people to use the building in a different way. So that's a project you'll be seeing come through in the next days and weeks.
Great. Thank you.
That's all I have.
Okay. All righty. Then I will jump to the public comment section. This is the section, anyone out there that would like to speak about anything, this is open for anything. If you speak, please state your name and your address. And then you can ask a question or make a statement, whatever you prefer. Do I have a motion to open public comment?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Jim?
Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak on any items whatsoever? Please make yourself known in the chat or within Zoom, and I will recognize you. No.
Okay. Do I have a motion to close public comment?
Motion to close.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. We do have an executive session tonight, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Tim McGuire, I know Nanette, are we taking action tonight or no?
I do not believe we will be taking any action tonight. No.
Okay. Alrighty, so Lisa, will you please read the executive session disclaimer? And for everyone out there, we have to put you back in the chat room. You're welcome to stay. We will come back on before we adjourn, or have a good night. So Lisa, you will read it, and Jim, you will vacate the Zoom for us?
Yes.
Thank you.
New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act permits the discussion of certain matters within an executive session as an exception to certain provisions of said law. The Ventnor City Board of Commissioners wishes to discuss certain matters which qualify as exceptions in executive session. No action binding upon the Board of Commissioners will be taken within executive session, and the discussion conducted in closed session will be disclosed to the public when legally permitted and when the public interest will no longer be served by keeping such matters confidential. The matters should be discussed are a matter of ongoing litigation, tax appeal matter of Hanson House versus the City of Ventnor.
And Lisa, there's going to be a second matter, and that's a matter of potential litigation regarding one of our public safety divisions.
Okay, thank you.
And I should indicate it is now 6:35.
And Jim, I still see people. I
should indicate we just came out of executive session. We discussed two matters in executive session. One was regarding an ongoing tax appeal against the City of Ventnor regarding properties on Austin Avenue and related issues there too. The second issue was a possible proceeding through the Office of Administrative Law and an administrative law judge regarding a small issue that arose concerning one of our public safety departments. And it is now 7:23 p.m.
Okay. Is it,
Jim? No, we will not be taking any formal action at this time.
Nope.
Jim?
Yes.
Ask anybody from the public any if they have any comments, because then we're ready to adjourn.
Is there anybody from the public who wishes to make any comment? No.
Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Tim.